Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Images of the past allows us an opportunity to go back in time and learn about what shaped South Dakota. Today, we shine the light on a company that began operating in the early 1900s and had locations in several South Dakota cities. Bill Hoskins is director of the Siouxland Heritage Museums in Sioux Falls, and he's joining us now to talk about the Manchester Biscuit Company. Bill, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Lori. How are you? Happy to be here and talk a little bit about the Manchester Biscuit Company.
I'm happy to hear your voice. You sound healthy. Is everyone on the staff staying well and facing those challenges of this time? How's that been for the Siouxland Heritage Museums?
Well, we're doing great. We're really laying the ground for the day when we can reopen. We've got a great new exhibit on first floor that are scenes of Sioux Falls in the past, a photo exhibit. There's some great images there. So I can't wait for the time when we can reopen and the public can come in again.
Yeah, that's a nice large building. It seems like a good place that you could spend some time and not get too close to other people if things are planned out well. So I have fingers crossed for that place being able to reopen soon. I want to talk about Manchester Biscuit Company, but Bill, it seems like now, once we have this pandemic, everybody's looking to the past as well and pulling up these archival photos of, you know, previous pandemics and newspaper headlines. And yet here we are living through our own history. And it just reminds me so much of my time with the museum and just how that was so much of what the staff there talks about on a daily basis of things that are happening now and how we see the seeds for them in our history. And we see how things have changed and how they haven't changed. So historians are kind of experiencing this pandemic the same way as the rest of us in trying to keep people safe and keep themselves healthy, but also with this broader eye to documenting it and understanding it. Has that been your experience, that it's been kind of fascinating to look at pandemics in previous centuries as well as we live through our own?
Well, it's always interesting. I think that as historians, or we don't really think of history, but we make decisions every day based upon our history, our experiences in life, what we did or didn't do, and how we think they turned out for us. So really every decision just about that we make is based upon history. So it's been very interesting looking at how decisions are made in view of history. This pandemic, we have all these computer-generated models. Where are the models getting their information? It's based on the history of the past epidemics, how they have happened. And so it's been really interesting to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, well said. All right, Images of the Past, the Manchester Biscuit Company. I had not heard of this, but I, in retrospect, know where the building is because it's a pretty iconic spot in Sioux Falls. Tell me about this this company, this biscuit company.
Well, you probably, the public probably knows it as Raven Industries on 6th Street right at the Big Sioux River. And it's a company that goes back in Sioux Falls to about 1902. It was founded by a guy named Lawrence Manchester, who was born in Iowa and grew up in Iowa. But he came at first to Sioux Falls about 1888, where he started working for a baker in town. And in those days, there were a lot of bakeries. Baked goods are something that I certainly enjoy, but they were here in the past. He moved over to Laverne in the 1890s and was there for about 10 years when Andrew Keene, who was a wholesale grocer, and the Jewett brothers, who had a wholesale fruit distributing, talked him to come to Sioux Falls and open a baking company in Sioux Falls that would really have more of a mass appeal than a craft shop as we think of today. And it was a great business. They started in a little two-story stone building, and it continued to grow. Almost every year, they added on more staff. They built a new building. Pretty soon, they outgrew that, added on. And I think the last addition to that building was actually in the 1940s, 1946, the final addition that we're familiar with today, the kind of yellow building, it was built. Lawrence Manchester died in 1930. His business continued on to grow and prosper until about 1960, when it finally closed up.
How come I haven't heard his name, in the sense that, you know, so many of these other people who had successful businesses at this time, you know, there's streets named after them and there's parks named after them, and I haven't heard much about Manchester.
Well, that's a good question. I really don't know the answer. He was fairly involved in the business community. I guess it's, he didn't really get in on the ground floor of Sioux Falls. He's one of those sort of entrepreneur and businessman who came after the turn of the century, probably 30 yeah. years after Pettigrew and some of that group. But he really helped spur Sioux Falls into the 20th century. Eventually, his baking company had like 130 different products. So they were making biscuits. We'd call them crackers today. They made cookies. They had different bread types that they made and sold. And the business actually expanded way beyond the bounds of Sioux Falls. He had a plant in Rapid City and in Aberdeen and one in Fargo and in Des Moines and Sioux City. So it really spread out at one time. I'm not sure what really led to its demise, but in 1961, Raven Industries, which was just starting out, bought that building and has used it ever since.
Yeah. I'm looking, and folks can find the story and images at sdpb.org for the Manchester Biscuit Company for today's Images of the Past. And Bill, I'm looking at some of these people who work there. There are a lot of women in these photos and some kind of interesting, I guess, uniforms. Tell me, what do we know about his workforce? Would that have been unusual in the 1900s to have that many women on staff? I guess this picture is from 1935, though, so that makes a difference, I bet.
There are a number of images, and yeah, it seems as though a fair size portion of his workforce were women, and had experience in baking. The little I know about the organization, it seems to have been a very conscientious of his workers and really took mm-hmm. care of them. We've got a large plaque in the museum collection that's from 1945 that lists all the members of the Manchester Biscuit Company who served in the different armed forces during World War II. So he seems to have been very proud of the company's interaction in the community.
Yeah. Tell me where he is buried.
Well, he's buried in Woodlawn Cemetery here in Sioux Falls, over on 26th Street. Has a nice granite stone.
So much history in that cemetery. It's astonishing.
Thousands of great stories just waiting to be discovered.
And the museum, you know, really has does so much of the museum's mission is really outreach and education, and walking tours of that museum are part of that. So many people are sort of waiting and excited for those things to be in place again. But they will be, right? They will be someday.
Well, and I think we are still tentatively planning some of our historic walking tours outdoors where people can space out. That will be happening later this summer. We haven't set the exact schedule yet, sort of waiting to see how things play out, but we have a number of those planned for the summer.
Yeah. South Dakota State Archives is collecting images and stories of the pandemic for people to sort of bring in. As someone who goes through a lot of historical artifacts and works with curators and you know, figuring out how to interpret that, what's your advice in the last minute or so we have, Bill, of what do you think people should save right now? What do you think has value that someday, you know, 100 years from now, someone will look back and say, "Oh, that's interesting."
Well, I think it would be great if people, with their staying at home, they're doing this different thing during the pandemic, if you kept a daily journal, jot down some of the things that you do, you see, you think, what's going on in daily life. I think today, so much of our life is digital. It's going to be hard for museums 50 years from now to really describe what life was like during the pandemic, because a lot of our traditional sources aren't going to be there. But if you keep a journal, maybe some photos or some other things that come your way, the mask that you've made for the pandemic, those are things that you can keep and pass on to the future.
Yeah, I love that idea. More people are writing letters right now, Bill, so save those letters too, because
That's right.
they're important as well. Bill Hoskins with the Siouxland Heritage Museums, and you can find more about the Manchester Biscuit Company on our website, sdpb.org. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Lori. Great to talk to you.